Carlos Correa, Josh Reddick, and the Astros are playing host to the Braves, and the Houston offense gets right to work against Bartolo Colon.
The runners at first and second now with nobody on. That is hit deep to center. It's Yarte goes back and it's off the batter's eye. A big, big fly for Carlos Correa. The Astros lead 4-0 with nobody out in the first. That ball is ripped to right, way out of here. Carlos Beltran goes up for tank. It's 5-0 Astros.
20 pitches for Charlie Morton so far through the first two innings, and he'll lead off to Dansby Swanson, and a great play in the hole by Carlos Correa to rob a base hit from Dansby Swanson. A one hopper to his right, a quick dive, and he snared it.
But be a little more selective and get some good pitches to drive like that.
Josh Reddick into the bullpen. Fourth home run of the season for Reddick, and the Astros lead it 6-0. 100th career home run for Chuck.
Now the 3-1. And that's driven pretty well to right center. Inciarte on his horse, and he runs it down. Or did he drop it? No, he dropped it. Beltran scores. Bregman goes to third, and it is 7-3 in favor of the Astros.
Alex Bregman extends to a 10-game hit streak with an RBI triple. Houston wins 8-3. Houston has now won 7 of 9. Charlie Morton gets the win. He's won 3 straight starts in 4 of his last 5, and Bartolo Colon surrenders home runs to players born in 3 different decades. The Astros jump out to the early 5-0 lead and never look back. A.J. Hinch's ball club continues to pace the American League West at 22-11.
Well, that's our game plan every night. But it just doesn't always work out that way. But we did a great job of getting into the game, obviously. That's 5 really good at-bats, and especially early. You know, given what he gives us, you know, you're going to take a single here and there, and then we back those up with 3 in a row, and then Correa's big homer, and Beltran, you know, stamped the inning with another homer. So it was a big inning for us, and you know, arguably our best inning to start a game.
Do you think Morton kind of cruising up until that inning?
Yeah, you know, he really didn't have a lot. I mean, 4-pitch first inning, and then a little bit of stress in the second, which I thought he did a good job of pitching out of. Got a big double play, but you know, the game just sort of got going, where he had a number of innings in the middle there, and then in the sixth they put some at bats together. We had a hard luck error, and then a couple walks at the end, and Devo came in to finish it. But you know, the inning sort of spiraled on him, and he kind of lost his command, lost his ability to throw strikes when he wanted to the bottom of the order, who he'd handled, you know, Flowers, and he walks him. Swanson had some good swings against him, he walks him. So but luckily Devo bailed him out. Well, impressed enough to keep putting him in there. I mean, he's been remarkable. And, you know, I'm trying not to pitch him too much. You know, I think he's a guy that will always take the ball. He's a guy I can put in any situation, and he's ready from the start of the game until the finish of the game. And very rarely do you have a reliever that I literally could call down the third if I needed to and would trust that he'd be prepared mentally to pitch, or he's closed a game for us. So, you know, he never ceases to amaze. And then the second inning, when he goes back out to the top of their order, getting to the Inciarte, Phillips, Freeman, Kemp group, you know, he made sure that lead stayed right where it was. Yeah, I thought we did a good job to the middle of their order. You know, obviously Kemp had the big swing and put a little bit of pressure to start the second inning, but you know, rarely do you get a night like that against Freeman. So you know, he can take the day off tomorrow or follow suit with a game like today and then get out of town, because he's remarkable. He's a stressful hitter for our guys. I think Charlie did a great job of making him uncomfortable and making sure that he controlled the middle part of the order that does a lot of damage for him. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, those people will study it. You know, I haven't seen a huge difference either way, other than just visually. There's only been a couple balls that I can remember so far that have gone out to center field within that new batting eye. But you know, those are well struck regardless. And you know, I don't know whether they were homers or not with the hill, but those balls are crushed. And in the big leagues, when you hit a ball like that, it really should be a homer. So I'm glad the fence was there for us. Yeah, you know, after the first, we ambushed him so much and got him in trouble, and then in the you know, second through the fourth, I don't really think he had a stressful inning, or you know, it was like 8, 9, 10 pitch innings. He just never comes off his fastball. He threw a few more sliders and changeups against us, but he just moves in and out. He takes advantage of your anxiousness to hit, and obviously when he made pitches. He's tough to hit. When he didn't make pitches, we made him pay and had some big swings.
Carlos Correa continues to emerge from his early season slump. His first inning home run was his fourth of the year, and he's up to 15 RBIs for the season.
Neil Bell is a player of the game. Houston Astros in there, so, you know, pretty cool. Neil won. He gave it to me today, so very proud to have it.
Y'all had quick success on Cologne. What was the game for him?
Well, he was making mistakes over the plate, and we were able to capitalize and be able to put good swings on those mistakes. After that, he settled in, and he was able to spot the ball where he wanted to throw, and it was a little bit tougher for us to score some runs, but it was good that we, you know, came early out of the gate, scored some runs, gave a comfortable lead, and we were able to keep scoring runs in order for us to win the game.
You square up a ball like that, you probably hit that as hard as you could, you know, it's going to be out. Just, you know, what's that feeling
like? I didn't know it was going to be out, because you never know with this ballpark, you know, when the roof is open. I played a couple balls with the roof is open, I thought they're gone and they're not, so, you know, I started running like it was a double, and then when I hit the wall, obviously, I started joking and realized it was a homer.
Right behind Correa is another man named Carlos. Carlos Beltran goes 2-for-4 with a home run and 2 runs scored in Tuesday's win.
Yeah, it was an old battle, you know. but Tolo is a competitor, man. You know, I have to give him a lot of credit, man. You know, he's been in the league for a long time, and he has been able to, you know, reinvent himself, you know. He was a hard thrower type of pitcher. Now he's like a more location type of guy. But at the same time, you know, he have had some great seasons. So, you know, I have faced him a lot, you know. So, I mean, I was looking for a good pitch to hit and hopefully, you know, stay in the middle of the field with him. And yeah, I got a sinker, you know, like in the inside part of the plate, and I was able to stay inside and, you know, got a good result.
How nice was it to be able to jump on him like that in the first inning?
Well, it's huge, you know. I mean, every time you're capable of scoring early in the game, you know, you give your team a sense of confidence that, you know, we can get to this guy and we can score a lot of runs. So, I mean, being able to score 5, you know, was huge for us.
The Astros will try to knock off the Braves once again on Wednesday as Joe Musgrove makes the start at Minute Maid Park.